the time feels right, hitting the almost 10-year point and the organization being in as good shape as I think it can be with the resources that we're given, ready to pass the torch on to somebody else.
Have you restored public trust in the Springfield Housing Authority?
I don't think there's any question about that. When I talk to people in the community, I talk to a lot of people in the community from the mayor on down, I get a lot of positive feedback on that score. It's been so long now that I almost try to avoid talking about it because it's well in the rearview mirror. But whenever somebody gives me a compliment on restoration of public trust, I immediately point out accurately that it's a major team effort. We have a lot of great people working here doing things that if the community could see them a little bit more closely, I think that they would really approve.
How would you assess the physical condition of the Housing Authority's properties now compared with how you found them 9 years ago?
The physical condition of the properties is always a challenge. So we work very hard on our maintenance. We try to squeeze everything we can out of every dollar. We were able, you may remember, a number of years ago to get a grant from the state for about $20 million to upgrade three of our properties that really were most in need. So we're able to keep those going.
I know the authority suffered losses during the tornado, which occurred shortly after you took the helm there. Have you recovered those properties that were lost, that were damaged in the tornado? Have they been rebuilt?
We lost properties on the federal side and on the state side. On the federal side, we lost 8 units. 4 of them have not only been repaired, but have been raised, R-A-Z-E-D, and completely reconstructed into splendid new units on Central Street, including handicap accessible units. We do not have the funds to replace the other 4 on the federal side. On the state side, we lost 6 units. The 2 of them, which used to be on Melrose Street in Springfield, were taken by the city of Springfield by eminent domain as part of the reconstruction of the Brookings School, which nearby to those units. The Brookings School also, as you may remember, was destroyed in the tornadoes. And then the other 4, which were on Eastern Avenue, are now the subject of a disposition. I don't really want to go into specifics because it's still in progress, but I'm happy to say that we think that we may find a very innovative educational use, and that will support the early education efforts that we make such a high priority for.
You mentioned the early education initiatives. Your support for the community-wide effort to improve the literacy with young children to raise their grade level reading. Why was that important to you?
If you want to have children reading at grade level by the time they're in fourth grade, which is our basic marker and a key indicator of educational and labor employment success, you have to start when they're very young. So that's why we're putting our resources into that effort. The program that we have, you may recall, is called Talk, Read, Succeed. It's a multi-partner effort. We've got a couple of dozen partners in the city, including the public schools, the Regional Employment Board, the Y, the libraries, any number of other partners. And we're operating at 3 developments with 3 partner schools. It's what we've got to do. If we don't want to be having the same discussion and the same problems and the same pouring money into problems after the fact 20, 30, 40 years from now, we've got to get them when they're young. And that's what we're trying to do.
Looking back, what are you most proud of, and do you have anything that you regret?
I would say there are a number of things that I'm proud of. I would say, after the integrity issue is put aside and resolved, that building a staff and working with a board of exceptionally high quality, that's really what makes it happen. I used the term team effort before. That is often said. In this case, team effort is really, really a description of what goes on. I'm not sure if the public is aware that a very large proportion of our residents are elderly and disabled. We have a lot of residents on the elderly side who have worked hard all their lives, worked hard, played by the rules, and they've fallen on hard times in their old age. When people get older, they need assistance. Most people do. Some are very fortunate, but most people do. And the numerous kinds of assistance that the Housing Authority provides, including housing, but all kinds of services, aging in place, elder care, working with the city, elder services, and the rest, is a very, very compassionate and cost-effective way to care for those members of our community. When we talked about education before, we talked about the children, which is, of course, key, but we also do an awful lot of work with adult education. We have adult basic education programs, we have computer training, we have ESOL, and also, by the way, I might add, we've made a lot of progress in public safety. We work with the state police, the local police. We've got a very vigorous public safety department at the Housing Authority, and I read the reports every day, and they don't look anything like they did 8 or 10 years ago, I can tell you that.
So the perception that public housing is crime-riddled and unsafe is not true in Springfield?
It sure is not true. It absolutely used to be the case. We've made tremendous progress in cleaning it up. Our philosophy is people are working against a lot of disadvantages. Everybody knows that. People are the victim of circumstances, and sometimes they make their own circumstances that are negative. But by and large, a lot of people are trying, and when people need a hand up and they need us to be flexible and work with them, that's what we're here to do. And we do it every day in many different ways. But if people are violating the law, doing hurtful things, doing violent things, we come down on them like a ton of bricks. The Housing Authority files literally hundreds of lease enforcement cases in the court system every year, and many more lease enforcement actions that don't reach the court level. And we just do not tolerate people who abuse the community and don't follow their leases. And we run our metrics all the time, every month, and the results speak for themselves.